Twods, Dumbridge's Operatic and Dramatic Society are soon to present the heartwarming musical Annie at the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. And I'm delighted to welcome Daddy Warbucks himself, Michael Jameson Smith, Miss Hannigan, Julie Atkinson, and two delightful Annies, Bonnie and Erin. Welcome all. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good to be here.
So, Annie, what a great musical. I guess we should start with Daddy Warbucks. And Michael, it's a big musical. It's a big role for you.
Yes, its biggest challenge has been shaving all my hair off. and of course, they say don't work with children or animals. And we have both of those in this production. I can say that the kids are just fantastic to work with. They bring that extra kind of special energy. And we have a really delightful and beautiful dog that we've got to work with, who's very well behaved. So I guess those were the challenges, apart from learning all the lines and the songs and learning a New York accent.
I'm very impressed. You actually have shaved your head for this, because I was going to ask, are you going to wear a prosthetic baldy head? But you actually have gone for it, and you've got the Yul Brynner look.
Well, I mean, there was the choice, I think, of using a prosthetic cap, but when you actually shave all your hair off, I find I feel more of the part. Plus the fact that there's all the glue and stuff involved with that kind of plastic cap thing. So I always had in mind that I would go the whole hog.
But I think the cast should all rub your head for luck at the beginning of every performance.
That's a very good idea.
Taken a lead role before, Michael?
Well, I've been involved with Twods since about 1981, I think, and I've done about 14 shows. But it's only recently that I've kind of ventured into the more kind of music theatre. My first role was Oliver, where I played Fagin. My last role, of course, was the 4-foot-tall Lord Farquaad in the musical. Yeah, I've really enjoyed playing some main parts.
So, you bring a lot of experience to this. So, Miss Hannigan, Julie Atkinson, same question for you, really. I mean, it's a big role. How are you feeling about it?
Well, honestly, I'm quite nervous, but also excited. I mean, it's a great role. Miss Hannigan she's a horrible drunk. You know, she's the orphanage matron. She's bitter. She's mean. She's, you know, she hates all the kids. So it's quite fun to play.
She's the baddie. It's good fun playing a baddie, I should imagine.
Yeah, she really is the baddie. You know, I get some great scenes with all the kids, but also have some good scenes with Rooster. And so Rooster is my brother and his girlfriend. So they're fun scenes as well. There's a lot of fun to be had.
And same question for you, really. Have you been associated with Twods for some time?
I did my first show as a child in 1977, so that's quite a long time ago. This is a big part for me, and also a bit out of my comfort zone, I'd say. Play a role that I wouldn't normally play, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
And the music, Michael, do we have a live orchestra? Are we using backing track, or what are we doing with that?
Yes, we have a set of professional musicians in the band under the very capable baton of Danny Moulton, who's very well known in the area. Of course, Alison Cripps is our director, and Elizabeth Witt is our choreographer, who's very well associated with Twods, has done many shows.
All right, well, let's take a short break, because I want to talk to our Annies, lovely Bonnie and Erin, who are waiting patiently. So we'll have a chat, Bonnie and Erin, when we come back. Twods, Tunbridge Wells Operatic and Dramatic Society are to present the heartwarming musical Annie at the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, very soon. I'm chatting to Daddy Warbucks, Michael Jameson Smith, Miss Hannigan, Julie Atkinson, and two delightful Annies, Bonnie and Erin. So, girls, you look very excited. I have to say, first of all, you are very alike. You look like sisters. Are you related?
Bonnie. Hello.
So, Bonnie, I kind of talk to you first of all. Erin, we'll come to you next, okay? Congratulations. Was it difficult to get the part?
It was actually my first time auditioning for Twods. I just thought I'd like have a go. I wasn't expecting to get any role because all the kids are so amazing.
How old are you, Bonnie?
I'm 11.
Okay, and you've got the starring role. That's amazing. So it's a big stage. You're on the Assembly Hall Theatre stage. It's been really exciting for you.
I want this as a career, and I really hope I can make that happen.
It's a great start doing things like this. I mean, it's a great opportunity, isn't it? And you can put it on your CV as you progress. I shall watch your future with interest. How old are you, Erin?
I'm 12.
All right, and is this the first time for you doing a big role like this?
Yeah, it's my first year at Todd's as well.
Okay, and so you auditioned and you didn't expect to get the main role, hey?
I just somehow got the part and I was just so happy.
Oh, well done, well done. We need to
Thank
talk about
you.
the dog. So
Yeah.
you have a proper dog. It's not a stuffed toy, it's a real dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Bonnie, what's the name of the dog?
Rory, he is
Rory.
so lovable and honestly, he would do anything for like treats.
And what breed is Rory? Do we know?
A Labrador.
Oh,
Don't know.
Labradors lead anything. They'll do anything for a treat, I'm sure. Yes, they're very greedy dogs. Oh, that's lovely. A golden Labrador.
Yeah.
What's the name of the dog in the play?
Sandy.
Sandy. Yes. Bonnie, tell me, what does Rory have to do?
He's in a couple of scenes. He's in Hooverville with this big number. Bless him, he gets quite scared when everyone jumps up and starts dancing and just sits there and wonders what he's supposed to do. He's also in the scene where Erin and I find him and we sing Tomorrow and he's just sitting there while we're singing Tomorrow. It's actually adorable.
And does he just sit there, Erin, or does he try to walk off in the middle of the
Well, if you bribe him with the treats and tell him
song?
to sit, then he would sit down. But if you had no treats, I think he would probably just run off.
How did we find this dog? Do you know how they found this particular dog? Is it a special acting dog, or does it belong to someone in the cast?
Well, he is a special dog, but he also happens to be June Fuller's dog, and June is the chair of Twods. So June's around at rehearsals a lot, and so she just brings Rory with
And
her.
Rory gets the starring role. Good for
Yeah,
him.
he really is fabulous, actually. He
So, do
does
you
so
have him on a
well.
lead? Have you got any control over him at all?
Yeah, we have him on a lead, because the stage is on a slope, so we just have to be like really careful.
Yeah. And so you don't really know till the opening night how he's going to be with a great big audience out there looking at him.
I think he'll be okay
Yeah.
because he don't really like do very much, but he would just, if we hold on to him and feed him loads of treats, then he'll sit there. Yeah, hopefully.
Michael, you did refer to the don't work with children and animals. You
Yep.
are tempting fate here. It should be good fun. We've got some very talented youngsters in the area, haven't we? And a
Very
talented
much.
dog too. Do you have to
Yeah,
wear curly
we're
wigs, by the way, girls? We got to wear a little because she has a
Well,
little.
so Erin's actually ginger,
Ah,
and
okay.
I'm not,
So
so
what
I
are you going
have
to
to
do?
dye my hair.
You're not.
Yeah, but it's not going to be permanent, it's semi-permanent. So for the
Okay.
photo shoot, I have to dye my hair semi-permanently, and it didn't turn out as red as we wanted. So hopefully we've got a new dye, and hopefully this one is going to be much better.
I'm so looking forward to seeing that. That's
For the
amazing.
last scenes, we
Yeah.
have a big curly wig because that's when we get all posh and in our red dress. And then,
That's when you're rich. You've got to look fantastic. Julie, can you just go through the performances? I think it begins on the 28th of May, right?
yeah, it starts on Wednesday, the 28th of May, and then runs through to Saturday, the 31st of May, and two performances a day, one at 2 and one at 7.
Because it's half term, isn't it, that week? So
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
so having
Yeah.
matinee and evening performances is a great idea. You'll get a good mixed audience, young
I
and
think we
old.
will. I mean, it is a show that I think it's such an entertaining show, and it is a real family show. It's a feel-good show.
The weather's going to be awful. So if parents want their children to do something in half term, then what could be better than coming to the theatre and
Yes, for sure. It's quite poignant, this, isn't it? Because Charles Strauss, the composer of Annie, passed away very recently. So it's quite a poignant time to be performing this particular production.
yes, that's right. We heard whilst we were doing rehearsal that, yeah, he died on the 15th of May. And hopefully it would be really nice to kind of just pay tribute to him at the beginning of each performance. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, tickets and information, Assembly Hall Theatre box office and their website, also available from the Twods website.
Yeah.
www.twods.org.
Great. And information about the production also on your website, Michael, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. I hope it goes really well for all of you. And
Thank you.
most of all, enjoy yourselves and well done. And congratulations to all of you. It's
You're
going to
well.
be amazing.
Thanks.
Quads
Thank you.
is an amazing group. You have such a high bar to maintain because the standard's always first rate. So looking forward to seeing the production. Well done.
Thank
Thank
you.
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Michael Jameson Smith, Julie Atkinson, Bonnie and Erin from the Tunbridge Wells Operatic and Dramatic Society. Thanks very much for chatting us today. Looking forward to seeing it. Thanks a lot.